Ready to pursue an RN career without delays? At Hondros College of Nursing, there's no wait list, no prerequisites, and 4 start dates a year. You'll gain hands-on experience right away and flexible options like hybrid learning and evening or weekend tracks at many campuses help you balance school with life. Hondros is the largest educator of licensed nurses in Ohio and offers direct entry for those who qualify. So get started today at hondros.edu. That's hondros.edu.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
For those of you on ESPN, welcome back. Final hour, Usual Suspects on both SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5 as my voice continues to do things that I'm not happy with. Barry is here. I am here. Harrison here because Nick is there in Corpus Christi enjoying some time off.
Yeah, good for him. He needed it.
Oh, you've changed your mindset.
What? I believe I said that right at the beginning and then proceeded to...
Right after you called Harden a ball hog...
Don't start.
You started bashing on Nick.
Don't you start it, Joseph.
I think there's a promo.
Okay. And Mac Daddy said, it's Space Center Houston, not NASA. NASA ain't babysitting anyone's kids. Certainly I'm not. Look, I just read the tweet, okay? Or the text. Don't be getting on me because I said NASA and not Space Center. It's like barbecue versus grilling. One, I don't care what the difference is. Two, I just say words. You know what I meant. Like, you know what I meant. You know that I didn't mean that they were on the space station. Which, by the way, we asked John Parker, what the hell is Robot Camp? He texted the show and said, Robot Camp is where they build and program robots. Well, gee, thanks for the insight.
Yeah.
We kind of figured that out, but like, why? Are there some special gifted or talented thing? Turns out, no, he said, I didn't pay for it. It was a gift from their grandparents. So anyone can go to robot camp. So we don't know for sure that John Parker's kids are smart. They could be complete dumbasses for all we know.
So you can buy one semester at DeVry, or you can send your kid to robot camp and hope they get a job someday at NASA.
That's pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that's smart. The case. Which is good news.
So Jason Snow on Twitter said, Tony Parker has agreed to sign with Charlotte League, sources tell Yahoo. Then he tags us and says, is it true? Well, if you've been listening, what the hell's wrong with these people?
We kind of covered it a little
bit.
Yeah. I'm looking at the rundown. First thing is, it says Mbah Mute remains interested in re-signing with the Rockets. I think that was kind of a given, though, right? Like, that's not a... Is that a breaking news thing?
Especially when you bought your shoulder at a China shop and it's fragile.
What's wrong?
And it hasn't been fixed. And for all you brought in the regular season, your playoffs were less than stellar. And you're still damaged goods until you get that shoulder fixed. And your team won 65 games. You should want to come back.
Yeah. And would you eat up your mid-level exception?
I would not.
You wouldn't eat up the mid-level exception for Mbah Mute?
Because
they don't have his bird rights. So it's going to be the 5.3 million.
Would you?
What
That's a lot of money for a guy that's still damaged goods. We have heard nothing that he's got done anything to fix the shoulder. If he waits to sign and then fixes the shoulder, it could be months. And the fact of the matter is that when he came out after making all kinds of excuses about why he wasn't scoring and missing easy layups and stuff, and then said, I'm afraid to dunk, the shoulder has to be fixed just so that you can be convinced that he's not going to be playoff Luke as opposed to regular season Luke.
But can you afford to lose both Trevor Ariza and Mbah Mute? Your defense is back to where it was.
It's a little better because of PJ Tucker, but you're right.
They're bad again. They're bad defensively again.
I don't disagree, but hey, there's people out there that say, hey, Daryl and Tad got this. It's all
taken care of. But even if it takes an extra a month into the season, let's say you re-sign him, then he gets the surgery because he wanted to make sure, you know, everything was hunky-dory. You re-sign him, he gets the surgery, he doesn't come back until, even December. you're still good. You're still okay with that because at least you've got him out there to do what he does defensively on a team that probably is going to need that.
But here's the thing. That's where you have to, again, value how much you're putting into the regular season. Because if you're thinking you're going to run the table like you did a year ago, then you're in great shape. Because you're right, you can rest guys and figure you just got it, right? But with Golden State adding Boogie, Golden State, I'm sure is basically assuming they're not going to have the kind of substantial injuries they had to Curry and Thompson and even Durant missing time. It's a different ball game, and you know that's the one team that you have even said yourself you have to go against. You would prefer to have home court again.
Oh well, yeah. I
just don't think you can take that many. You can't take games off.
Well, then who are you going to spend the mid-level exception on?
Well, that's,
if you're not going to spend it on him, who?
I mean, I've given you names that have all gone by the wayside. Well, that's so what I mean, I'm running they're not out available of names. Anymore. I so get who? It, but evidently, they're not worried about it yet. So no. They still think there are options out there. Even the trade for Wilson Chandler went away. So names are sliding.
But again,
off the
how
board.
Much of that can you trust? That's not just posturing by agents. If you know you can get Lukumba Mute for the mid-level exception, and he's there, and he wants to come back, I just give him the money.
I just don't like the way they sometimes think that, well, he's in our back pocket, so we'll... And again, this goes back to the asset thing. But he's in our back pocket, and he wants to play here, so we've got that option. And we like him, but if we get a better option, then we can do something else, too, because we know he'll still be waiting there. So, look, I see your point, but I got to make sure that shoulder's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to make sure... Obviously, you hope that it's just a little arthroscopic surgery right. and not clean something major.
Yeah.
But I'd like to know that before I put his name on the dotted line.
And I'm no doctor, but I've been around medical stuff with the Rockets longer than me, so it would just seem like, and I'm sure we have doctors listening, but I don't know if it is an arthroscopic fix, because that's usually just to clean it up. This sounds like it was more of a, you're going to have to go in there and do actual surgery to be able to prevent it from popping out again.
Well, what I've heard is, yeah, once you do it the first time, then they pop it back in, you can be okay. But when it pops out the second time, that's when they have to go in most cases, and tighten it up. Mm-hmm. Now, depending on how loose the joint is, that's how much tightening has to be done, and that's the difference between arthroscopic and a little bit more major in terms of how much they have to stitch up.
I can't tell you what I was just thinking.
Okay.
But it was not. It was naughty.
It was impure.
Harrison knows what I was thinking.
Impure thoughts.
You're talking about tightening it up and it getting stretched out and loose, and it's not appropriate.
Oh, you went below the equator in your mind.
It's not appropriate
in your mind.
I won't go there.
When are things that you say appropriate? I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm not trying to get in trouble again. Kawhi prefers the Clippers over the Lakers.
That's a rumor that's out there that was also kiboshed by other sources. So, again, kind of like you said with players and agents and everything like that. Yeah, everybody's posturing everything right now.
Yes.
And just seeing where all the cards fall and how it all plays out. But
yeah, because if you're Kawhi, you know if you go to the Lakers, you're a Robin.
No, for sure.
But if you can go to the Clippers, you're Batman, but you're still in L.A. So I guess some of that would make sense. It depends on what's your MO. Do you want to be the star? Do you want to be the man? Because you were the man in San Antonio.
Remember, his uncle now was focused on the shoe deal.
Right.
Get him to a major market.
And
getting
the
shine
back
on the star. Absolutely. Clippers bring all that to the table.
But you have a better chance of winning a title.
And winning gets you a lot more exposure, too.
If you join the Lakers and LeBron. Is that 3-1 now, or is that just recap? Oh, they're just recapping.
It's
okay.
Over.
It's over?
It's over. Belgium has eliminated Brazil.
No, eliminated, huh? So this
Brazil.
Is
this is the knockout round. Barry, be alive and well and understand the World Cup.
Oh, the knockout
Harrison
round.
Harrison could have told you that.
Oh, I see. The knockout round.
Right, Harrison?
Yeah, just like your UFC shows.
Not the kind of knockouts that I enjoy watching. Not at all. No flopping in the UFC. I mean, maybe a little. When somebody pulls guard, that's the equivalent of flopping in soccer. That's it.
I couldn't even tell you what pulls guard is.
You don't know what pulling guard is?
No.
It's just like a jiu-jitsu move where like you don't have faith in your jiu-jitsu very much, or you work better from your back, so you just basically jump on the guy's arms like you haven't seen him in forever. You know how you see like a lady run up to a dude and like jump in his arms and wrap your legs around his waist?
Okay.
Except you pull him to the ground when you do that. So now you're on your back and they're in your guard. You pulled guard.
Learn something new every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, there you go. All Look right. at that. Now you guys know how to fight. Go out there. I want you to go out and fight somebody today. You know, you got two things.
UFC fight. Or MMA fight.
Just street fight. You go out, punch somebody in the jawline, and if they don't get knocked out, just pull guard.
I got a couple guys in mind.
Do you?
If I could find them.
A couple of Twitter folk?
Possible.
The sucker punch to guard pull combo.
Yes,
I like
yes.
That.
Now you're thinking, Harrison. There you go. I like it. This list came out. I'm interested for your thoughts, and you too, Harrison. The 100 greatest songs of the century so far. All right. Now I'm going to spare you all of the others. We'll start with 10 because that makes the most sense. I'm not going through all 100.
Thank you.
Yes. Number 10 was Last Night by The Strokes. I can honestly say I had never heard that song until I played it. The video. You've heard it?
Mm-hmm.
Harrison?
I've heard it. It's a song.
Mm-hmm. It's a song?
I mean, it's okay.
Is it your top 10 of the century?
No.
Of the century, Craig. The world, Craig.
No, I mean, right. How many songs are on Drake's album now on both sides? Yeah, oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Number 9, Royals by Lorde.
Really?
Yeah. She's weird, too. Number 8, Rolling in the Deep by Adele. What? I mean, it's a good song, but the 8th best song of the century?
People love Adele.
They do.
The century's only a couple years old, Barry.
Couple?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Do you know?
You're like 18.
Wait a minute. When is that's like the people that are like, "Happy 2018th birthday, America." No,
nope. Nope.
That's not how America works. Sorry. Number 7, "Runaway" by Kanye and Pusha T. I don't think I've heard that either. Number 6, "Maps" by Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
No clue.
No idea what that is. Number 5, "99 Problems" by Jay-Z. All right, now I'm on board. Now I'm in the game. All right, I'm good with that.
I can get behind that.
Yeah. Number 4, "Hey Ya" by Outkast. I don't know if I'm having that in my top 10.
No, it got a little too mainstreamy.
Number 3, "Seven Nation Army" by the White Stripes. I do really like the White Stripes, but I don't know if I would have Seven Nation Army as a top 10, but it's a good song.
Pretty safe to say I wouldn't.
No? No. You don't even know who that is?
I've heard of them.
Oh. "Paper Planes" by MIA checks in at number 2.
Oh, boy. Well, Nick will be happy. If Blue is on this list, it's over.
you a Paper Planes fan, Harrison?
Yeah, that's a great song.
Okay. Number 2 all time in the century? Second best song ever made this century?
That is pretty high.
That's pretty questionable, right?
Or whoever wrote the list is pretty high.
And the number 1 song of the century.
Yes.
I just want you to take a guess. Don't even peek.
I wouldn't dare peek.
No, you take a guess. Just what do you think the best song of this century is?
I have no idea.
Just throw one out there. Harrison, get your answer ready. So it's like Family Feud. We have one strike.
I don't know.
The Harrison family can steal. Where's your answer? Top song of the century. Just throw one out there, Joel.
Jay-Z and Kanye...
The Otis Redding song.
I can't think of the title.
What is your answer, Harrison?
I was thinking maybe New York State of Mind might be up there.
Okay.
Crazy Alicia Keys.
Crazy in Love by Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Well, I had half of it right.
What? That's the best song of the century.
That's terrible.
I mean, it's a good song. Best song of the century? No. And if you're curious what the number 100 song was, "Gasolina" by Daddy Yankee.
Course it was.
How was Despacito not number one on this list? How was Despacito not the number one? Or "Happy" by Pharrell.
I see that.
Not number one in the century.
I easily see "Happy" by Pharrell.
Both of those songs have been worn out. How are those not top 10?
Yep.
Or any song that's come out recently.
Yeah. So I don't know. There's your answer. I don't even know where "Happy" is on this list.
Is it on the list? Where's this list from?
The Rolling Stone.
Really?
Magazine. Yeah.
Huh.
Despacito was 91. I don't even see "Happy" on here. How is it not 100? These guys are idiots. What a stupid-ass list. Who brought this up?
You.
Go to break.
All right, with that being said, we'll try and reset the deck and shuffle it up a little bit. We'll continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text. Also hit us up on Twitter. We'll continue to roll and go. We know that the phone lines are open for you as well as text and Twitter. And other people are just thirsty enough to stop in the studio and see if they can get some time. That's just the way we do business here on The Usual Suspects. Back with more ESPN 97.5 Sports Map 94.1. I got it for the low. Turn up.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. Hey, Jen, we talked Astros today, so relax. We are the best station and the best show in town to listen to. So Nathan shouldn't have to tell you that. We just did.
Yeah, he said, I'm driving with my fiance and she keeps trying to change the station away from y'all. Can you give Jen a shout out so she'll stop and I can listen to y'all in peace? Yeah, hey, Jen, first of all, get your grubby little hands off the radio. Be a good wife and stop it. Now, no!
Now, he didn't say wife.
Fiance.
Fiance.
Same thing.
He's got time.
Grilling, barbecuing, wife, fiance, same thing.
He's got time.
Well, if she doesn't stop trying to change the station, she might be ex, okay? You don't want to get left, Jen, all right? Nathan's a good man. He's a good husband to be. There's certain things you don't touch when it comes to a man. Don't
touch his radio?
You don't touch his radio.
But you can double down.
What? What was that?
You don't touch the radio, but there's other things you can't.
Yeah.
Right? You can double down.
Yeah, don't be trying to change the channel. Be a good woman.
Like Taylor says, don't touch.
I really thought Barry was going to make Joel say the, how do I put this? Brothers in Paris was the song.
There you go.
Except it wasn't Brothers in Paris. It was the N-word in Paris by Kanye.
I get it. I know. I had the song.
I wish you would have said it. That would have been amazing.
Of course you do, because then I could be closer to your level.
What? My level? Never said it. Never.
No, not that word, but your ability to just let anything fly on the air and get in trouble.
Somebody texted, is this ESPN? Barry, I know you can see this. No, it's not, and no, I can't see that. I'm sorry.
How'd you know it's not?
It's not ESPN. It's SportsMap 94.1.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Huh? El Jefe also wanted to know, where did Paris Hilton fall on the list of 100 best songs of the century? And I told him number 11.
Valid question.
Yeah. So there we go.
So
we're all caught up now.
Kelly Eco is in the building. He's stuffing his face with popcorn right now, so I'm not going to bring him on the air. But he is definitely going to be headed to Summer League, and he is trying to be the next Woj. He tells me that the Rockets are saving the minor mid-level for Luka Mbamute in around the 2.3 range.
Okay.
But they're saving that big mid-level, Barry, the 5.3-er.
For?
Can't say his name.
Why?
Because you made a rule today on the show. We were only saying the name in segment two.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're saving the mid-level for.
He looks so innocent now. He's been hammering his face full of popcorn. He calls at the most ungodly times. He called me last night at 10:45. I have a wife that's in bed. I'm trying to put a kid to bed. And he's like, and he sounds like Biggie on the interlude to Going Back to Cali. He's like, yo, what's up? What up? And I go, really? Do you know what time it is? He's like, oh.
I love how I'm the old man on this show, but Joel's like, you call me at 10:30. Don't you know I just woke up?
You were already sleeping by then.
10:30? No, bro. I went to bed at like 1:30 in the morning. You better not even try it.
I did already.
I go to bed at 1:30, get up at 5.
I didn't say I was sleeping, but at a certain point, I got stuff going. I got a wife that has to get up at 2 a.m.
Don't be ringing my phone.
Okay, get off my lawn.
I'm watching my programs.
How about get off my lawn? You get your own personal space?
Now I've got to pause my CBS program and answer the phone.
All right. So after he gets the kernels out of his mouth, he's joining us now, Kelly Eco. Kelly, we were speaking about your insider reports. So you're hearing from the Rockets. Luke is definitely not only on their radar, but he is interested in coming back.
Yes, he's interested in coming back. I think some of this is tied to his events. He had the gala yesterday,
mm-hmm.
the African gala. And I think
he's got something at Rice this weekend.
Yeah, a soccer charity game.
Yep.
And I think it would be good of him to announce around that time.
Yeah.
I'm not sure like the specifics, but the Clippers were interested in bringing him back. on a 1 year deal, but all signs are pointing to him
returning. The Rockets. Yeah. So he's not going to go with the mid level. You're hearing.
I'm pretty sure, like, depending on how the bio goes with Carmelo or whatever, if how much he'll give back is how much the Rockets will pay.
Okay.
In the buyout.
Okay. So it's looking like the Rockets are going to add Melo.
Well,
they want to.
Okay. It's going to be essentially his decision, right?
Yes.
They're going to save 50, money 50. For him.
Yeah.
Hmm. So we don't know if he wants to, but your sources are telling you that yes, the Rockets are heavily pursuing him.
Yes, they're interested in.
Oh, the that's genius bad news. Is that the genius
oh,
is.
Oh my God.
Daryl Morey is. After one of his favorites.
It's just, I don't know. What are your thoughts on the whole thing? We discussed it earlier in the show, and I kind of put a moratorium on it. But since you're here and you're helping us and you're giving us your inside scoop, which tell people, by the way, who you are, where they can contact you on Twitter, and who you write for.
Kaligo NBA. That's IKO. Shoot me a DM. Let's talk basketball.
Yeah, and you write for?
I write for Rockets Wire of USA Today Media Group. Yeah. So it's a good site. Check it out.
Let's not lie. You don't mind if they shoot you a DM and it's not NBA talk.
No, I don't.
I know.
So you've been doing a really good job as of late of getting the inside scoop and breaking news on the Rockets. Fair. And you've been hustling, and I'm very proud of what you've been doing and accomplishing.
All credit to Joel.
Yeah.
My mentor.
That's great. And so it's looking like you're making headway and progress, which is why I appreciate you coming on, because we know you're going to write an article about it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you're here giving us the scoop, and we appreciate that. So what are your thoughts on the Rockets going after Melo?
I think, essentially, at this point of free agency, it's a low-risk, potentially high-reward. Carmelo has some imagery building to do, and it would behoove him to go to a winning place, fall in line, and get right, essentially.
Now, let me ask you a question, because it's really not something that Joel and I discussed earlier, but it popped into my head when you said that, fall in line. Is the thought that maybe Chris Paul, if he can control James, he can also control Melo? Because and are you asking too much of Chris Paul to try to control two superstars with big heads and big egos?
Well, I think part of Trevor leaving was he was kind of the equalizer for all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a good job of speaking out, because he's not afraid of anybody. He'll talk to you no matter what status, how much money you're making. But I think now Chris has to take a lot of that on himself. And him and Carmelo are obviously close enough friends where they talk a lot. And some of the stuff about Carmelo could be overblown, but he does have some fixing to do. And he's in a contract year. So it should be a win-win for both parties.
You don't think Carmelo goes to L.A.? He's got the place they all work out there.
I think it's 50-50 because of his wife and the lure of L.A. as you're seeing now in LeBron. But another thing is that LeBron's there for the long haul. So there's kind of no rush.
Right.
You could come here for 1 year like DeMarcus Cousins. You can come here, rebuild your image.
Get your ring,
possibly.
And yeah, I would say it. I was wondering if you would stick with it. Then to believe that.
Go to, the ring.
Yeah, see, now you're backtracking. But here's the bigger question, too. You're following a lot with the Rockets closely. We've talked about it a little bit. But exactly what are you hearing on Clint Capella?
What I'm hearing is that the first meeting didn't go well. We saw whenever he tweeted the sad emoji, mm-hmm. that might have, some people thought it was about a reason, but it's not about a reason leaving. It was about.
You're saying Clint when he.
Yeah, he tweeted it was, yep. he was disappointed with the offer or whatever, how the meeting went out. Because if you think about it, his agent is the same guy that got Gobert $24 million and Adams $24 million. So if Houston.
Steven Adams.
If Houston gave him an offer, maybe like 15, 16, that's pretty insulting to him.
That makes sense, though.
And yeah, it makes sense because.
But you don't want to outbid yourself.
Yeah, you can't outbid yourself.
So the question becomes, are there teams out there? I've mentioned Atlanta. They're a team that they drafted in Trae Young. They've got their guard, yeah. But they need help up front. They have a ton of money. Are there teams like Atlanta and others lurking that might say, we're just calculating when to make it, because whether it's for the poison pill or not, they're going to go right at.
Yeah, like you said, Atlanta should definitely be a team that could attract free agents, and they have a need a big man, like you said. But some of the two teams, Sacramento and Chicago, were interested in taking bad deals back in addition to picks.
Oh, well, that's like one for Ryan Anderson. You need a bad deal. Look that up. Kelly Eco, we appreciate you joining
thanks,
us, man.
Kel,
one more time.
As always,
how can they hit you up on Twitter one more time?
Kelly Eco NBA.
Kelly Eco NBA on Twitter.
IKO.
for the man with the scoop on the inside dirt on the Rockets. Check him out on Twitter. We appreciate you again. Right now, though, listen, you guys have been hearing about the name game on this station every day, and it is time, people, for the name game once again. If you don't know what it is, it's where we give you two names. If one of those names is your name, you be the first caller and you win the prize of the day. Today's prize is a $50 gift certificate to Prime Social Poker Club, where you can take your game to the next level in a comfortable, upscale setting with full-service restaurant and bar. It's the best poker in town. It's Prime Social. And yes, we're giving away the $50 gift card to Prime Social right here on this show. And we are looking for either a Tyler or an Andre to call the show. Tyler or Andre. Be the first caller, 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-3776. If you're Tyler or Andre and you're the first caller, you win the $50 gift card to Prime Social Club. Good luck, and we'll be back right after this. It's ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the big show. We call The Usual Suspects right here on an F Yeah Friday on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. We also make sure that you know F stands for a lot of things on an F Yeah Friday, and one of them is funny. Our comedian of the week, Dale Cheeseman. Not only did you hear clips of him, but he is now joining us on the hotline. Welcome on the HRNP listener line, Dale. Really appreciate you spending some time with us.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Oh, hey, I'm calling about the interview to replace Barry.
All right, hang up on this
You're
idiot.
Hired.
I don't know who this dumbass is, but hang up on this fool. Hey, Dale, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Not much. I had to get you on the show. I've been trying to feature you as one of our comedians of the week for a while now, because as you know, I'm in love with you and your comedy.
I do, and that's why I try to avoid you at all costs. It's kind of getting creepy.
Well, I'm glad you finally replied to a Facebook post and you were able to make it, because you're kind of blowing up, and I want to be able to say that I knew Dale when he was a nobody and wasn't funny.
You can still say you know me as a nobody today.
But you're like internet famous now, right?
Yeah, I had a tweet blow up, but you know, I mean, Barry, you do social media, so you know it's not a one-man team. I got to give shout-outs to my social media marketing team. There's Doug Dirty Dog Doyle, my trendsetter, Courtney Irwin, my hashtag flag hag, Caroline the Artist, she's involved with all the PDF media, Tommy TKO Irwin, he's a comment fighter, gets in the comments for me.
Wait, a comment fighter?
Yeah, he's the guy that goes into the comments when people are being mean, and you know, he kind of shuts it down there. He's like a bouncer for internet comics.
That is amazing. I need one of those.
I was going to say, I need one of those.
We all need a comment fighter.
Wait, y'all are flying solo on Twitter? You don't have a whole team for this?
No. Well,
that's your first mistake. What's your most liked tweet? How many likes?
I mean, like five, seven?
Well, that's why. You got to get a hashtag flag hack. I got Courtney Irwin in there doing that for me. French Brian, my hype man, he's doing it big for me all the time. Making sure people are out there talking, getting that buzz.
Yeah, this is amazing, Dale. You're not the small town comic that I knew. You're not the South African sensation that I saw when you came over, fresh off the boat.
I will always represent South Africa. Now, for life.
All right, well, tell people what happened, because I've got the tweet in front of me, and I guess tell people what happened first, because I have so many questions about how this went down. But just so you're aware, this tweet has already been retweeted 13,000 times. And has 65,000 likes. So you're a big deal. So tell people what happened.
Yeah, I don't really keep exact numbers, but I have to say it's more like 13,162 retweets and 65,209 likes.
Okay, yeah.
That's just a guess.
You have a team for that? Yeah, you don't have to keep up with it. I got you.
we were celebrating 4th of July last weekend because it fell on a Wednesday, and you know, we try to do things ahead of time. But we were hanging out. We were watching the France-Argentina game. At like 9 or 10 a.m. down there. My grandma, she wears that same shirt every year for 4th of July, whenever we're celebrating, and she had it on, and we're sitting there all day. And it wasn't until like we started checking the schedule for the upcoming games that we noticed her shirt is not, in fact, a 4th of July patriotic celebration, but a traitorous statement in support of the sovereign nation of Panama.
Yeah. So it's a shirt, and you have a picture on your Twitter. It's at Dale Cheeseman 4. If you guys want to go follow Dale, and you should. He's hilarious, and he posts jokes all the time. But it's a picture of you, and I don't know who the young lady is, and then your grandma, your Nana. And the shirt is basically like a blue star in the top right corner, a red star in the bottom left, and then a blue square and a red square, which is the Panamanian flag. And here she she's been thinking she's been patriotic for 25 years.
Yeah, right? She's done it in support of this country. She had no idea what she was actually standing for. And she still has no idea how famous she is in Panama because of this.
Now, did you tell her? Nana,
I explained it to her, but she didn't really fully understand. She was like, oh, people are looking at my picture? Where are they? I was like, they're all around us all the time.
Now, this tweet, when you saw this, were you like, I have to tweet this, this will be funny? Or were you like, this is going to go viral? Did you kind of know?
No. I honestly had no idea it was going to blow the way it did. Otherwise, I would have used a better picture of us. My sister, she looks drunk. You can tell how hard I'm breathing in the photo, which is kind of weird. And my Nana is definitely not happy with it because she takes like 3 hours to get ready if she knows her picture is going to be taken.
Now, so you just threw it out there, just like most of us do, right? Like comics, we just, whatever we find amusing, we'll throw out there. How long did it take for it to start really spreading like wildfire across the internet?
No, instantly. I thought there was like something wrong with Twitter because I posted it, and within 3 minutes, it had like 100 retweets and like 1,000 likes.
That's wild.
In minutes it took that, and before that, I think my record was like 14 likes or something.
So this went wild, and you ended up being interviewed by the BBC.
Dude, BBC, ABC, BuzzFeed, NBC, and my personal favorite, Sputnik News, which is a Russian government-owned news outlet.
So you're doing Russian news because you're...
I am doing Russian propaganda.
You were doing Russian propaganda news channels because your grandma hates America.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it takes to be famous. You know, we'll throw anybody under the bus.
That's right.
But now you can win an election.
Now,
well, we'll get there in a minute. I'm not old enough yet.
Okay. Yeah, now, you're, not to switch subjects too much, but, dude, did I hear through the rumor vine that you're headed to New York? When is that happening?
We're going to New York in September after my sister gets married.
So you're moving up there for good, huh?
Well, no, you know, it's never for good. It's
for
2 years to see if it works, and then I'll either be homeless there or come back here and be homeless.
Okay. Well, good, man. Well, dude, I appreciate you joining us. I think it's hilarious that blew up the way it did, but it's cool and you deserve it because I've always told you you're one of my favorites in the city. You're super funny, and you'll be one of those guys that people remember your name, that you're from here, because you'll be making waves nationally. So I look forward to it, man.
Yes, that's all correct.
Dale, we appreciate you joining us, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Barry. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries, dude. That's Dale Cheeseman right there. Super funny, dude. I'm telling you, if you see a show with Dale Cheeseman on it, do yourself a favor, go to it. The dude is absolutely hilarious. And not only is he funny, but he is one of the most creative comedians when it comes to writing jokes. He does, like, we did a show at this place called The Market Bar. And it was the worst show I've ever been on in my entire life. And you talk about commitment to your jokes and your craft and your bit. Basically, this Market Bar show was, and the Market Bar is a great place to go, but they would just do a comedy show in the middle of people eating dinner. So we would just all show up, grab the microphone, and start doing comedy, and no one was there for comedy. And everyone hated us because we're telling D jokes while they're trying to eat their souffle. And Dale has this amazing bit about beating a dead horse. And the entire bit is about, it's 10 minutes of the same thing over and over, but it's about how he's beating a dead, and it's the most creative joke that I've heard in forever. And it's 10 minutes long, and that was his whole set time. They were like, all right, you got 10 minutes. And it's one of those jokes that if people don't get it within the first 2 minutes, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
He did the next 8 minutes to complete silence. You could hear forks hitting the plate, and you could hear like people scooping ice. And it was funnier than the actual joke because no one got it in the restaurant because no one cared. And Dale, I would have bailed. I would have been like, that's my time, like 3 minutes and I'm out. He did the entire 10 minutes. It was one of the funniest things I've witnessed to this day. And he walks off stage and Kristen Linder was next. And as he passes her, he looks at her and kind of shrugs his shoulders. She goes, I bleeping hate you. And walk, because I mean, the room was dead. It was the funniest thing, man. But if you do get to see Dale, go check him out. Super funny, dude.
There you have it. All right, we got one segment to go in the big show. We're going to take a quick break, come back, wrap it up, and then turn it over to the Blitz. AJ's out, which means Jerome Solomon's in. Fred is there as well as Jong, and they'll take you home till 7 right here on Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final segment. Usual Suspects on an FYI Friday. Been another fun week. If you missed Kelly Eco's podcast, so did a lot of you, but you won't for long. And if you need to find it, you can hit him up at
Kelly Eco NBA,
and he'll give you the details.
Of the podcast?
Because we're teaching him along the way that normally what you would do is when someone with a number one rated afternoon radio show turns over the mic to you and says, how can people get in touch with you, Kelly? You would probably say, well, I got a podcast, and here's how you find that, and here's my Twitter account. But no, you didn't do that, but we're going to give you a mulligan.
It's called put it in the hole. No, get in the hole. In the hole. No?
No.
Just almost in the what?
It's called balls in the backcourt.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Look for those. It's any of those.
What is it really called?
Don't tell me, Harrison. It is called
anything but
the hole. No. What is it, Harrison?
Anyone but Carmelo.
There it is. It's a niche kind of podcast. It's only going to be around for like 2 weeks, and then it's gone. What is it called? Actually, it's something
anything
about mid-range.
But mid-range.
Anything but mid-range. Well, at least it flows.
Jesus. Yeah, and at least it's not rocket specific. That's not supposed to be, but the title is.
How come you didn't go with 3 and D? Hmm? Look, he's like, damn it. I should have thought of that. 3 and D. That sounds... And then if you know, if the whole NBA thing didn't work out, you could just do porn.
Because there's things like the two-man podcast game that really flows off the lips and is catchy and people get it and then they follow it. But that's already been taken. So we leave it to you to find out something like anything but the mid-range.
That's right.
Okay.
Just
follow him on Twitter.
Yeah. Patrick Randall said Dale was hilarious at the couples therapy. And he was. And you should go see him. Also, Anthony the Fan texted the show and said, you interns, they're messed up because they're not posting the podcast. And I'm always asking them and they don't do it the next day. And the podcast from yesterday and today are up. It's just, John was telling me this, for some reason, Podcast Arena will make them out of order. So if you don't see the podcast at the very top, scroll down, because he said it was even happening to the Blitz, where the Blitz's podcast for July were ending up past June 25th. So we're not sure why that's happening. I'm sure smart people are looking into it. But I did go out there, and because I saw your text, Anthony, and I asked, and they should be up. So check and see. Just scroll down a little bit. Or maybe use the search function on the webpage. You can just look for the specific date. You might be able to find it there. Another text came in and said, tell Barry don't ever talk jiu-jitsu. That was from Big Chris. Why, Big Chris? Does it bother you that I talk jiu-jitsu? Huh? Are you the only person that knows jiu-jitsu when I'm trying to break down what pulling guard is to people that don't know anything about jiu-jitsu? Did it bother you the way that I broke it down? Because now all I want to do is talk jiu-jitsu.
Sparky Adler is on our team. We've hired Sparky Adler to be the guy that will go after
Sparky.
People that are not friends of the show.
Yeah, like what? I don't understand. What you had a problem with the way I described pulling guard? Just, if I were to say, like, try to be technical, no one listening that didn't know jiu-jitsu wouldn't have understood it. So
Mark Spears,
appreciate your input, Chris.
Mark Spears, by the way, tried to figure out how he could actually post full comments and links on his Twitter account, but he started to tweet quotes from Tony Parker, and then mid-sentence they would stop, and people were just like, bro, you can't do... So now he has actually put his full statements from Tony Parker up on his Twitter handle, and it actually says that Tony Parker said, I have no problems with Kawhi Leonard. We never had an argument. When the journalist asked me if my injury was worse than Kawhi's, I said yes because it was true. But that didn't lessen the significance of his injury. He took over the franchise. I gave up the torch of the franchise willingly. I'm not sure it was yours, Tom.
If you say you gave it up.
Yeah, but it's very sad the media took one quote, made it sound like I didn't want to play with him. He was the face of the franchise. He said, on, by the way, on the decision, too, to go to Charlotte, tough decision, tough 3 days, tough communicating it all to Pop, but I had to move on. It was a very emotional conversation with Pop and R.C. Buford. I will always love San Antonio. I will always be a Spur. I will always love the other players' wives. No, that wasn't part of it. My family and house are in San Antonio, but I'm excited to play for my idol in Michael Jordan and a coach in James Borrego, who I played for in San Antonio. He gone. So
move on.
Lawrence was there a minute ago. We've been through this before. Now Lawrence hung up.
Did he?
But he wanted to talk about Rockets Summer League. So it's, you know. Amos, oh, there said, he is again.
Amos said, oh, great job. Tell everybody to go follow Dale because he's funny, and then tell a story about him bombing. The whole point was everybody bombed. Like everybody, like, because there were people that went on before Dale. I bombed, he bombed, Kristen Leonard bombed, but the difference was is he stuck it out. Like he was like, I don't care. I'm gonna eat this crap sandwich on stage the whole time. That was the point, Amos. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Lawrence, before we get out of here, we're going to do you a solid. Get you in real quick because you're there, you disappear. You want to talk, looks like Rocket Summer League. What's up?
Yeah, he had hung up on me on accident. But, yeah, I watched the new draft pick, Milton guy. Man, I don't see what they seen. Like, yeah, he's shooting air ball threes. He play a little deep. But the Holiday brother, the youngest one, he's pretty good. I hate to listen.
Okay, who was he saying that was shooting air balls?
I don't know.
I missed that. I saw Joe Chi shoot a absolutely full confidence pull up three from about 5 feet off the 3-point line and drop it. So that's a good sign.
There's your new stretch four, huh?
Well, they're going to try.
Or your new Capella? Project at center?
He's not going to be the new Capella, but they're going to try and push him more and more to be a part of that team and that rotation. They are very high on him. And he can shoot the basketball. It's just, can he move his feet and play defense against NBA competition? That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
That's a big if.
It is a big if.
So with that, my friend, we'll wrap up and put a bow on the books for another week of The Usual Suspects. We do appreciate y'all. Harrison, we appreciate you filling in for Nick.
Great job, bud.
Can't wait to get Nick back, but it was good having you along for the ride. Kelly Eco is still trying to work on another name for his podcast, so he'll be along the way if we ever need him.
We love you, Kelly.
Before he hits the summer league. In the meantime, stay tuned for Fred Jung and filling in for AJ Jerome Solomon. It's the Blitz next right here on SportsMap 94.1 and, of course, ESPN 97.5. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Ready to pursue an RN career without delays? At Hondros College of Nursing, there's no wait list, no prerequisites, and 4 start dates a year. You'll gain hands-on experience right away and flexible options like hybrid learning and evening or weekend tracks at many campuses help you balance school with life. Hondros is the largest educator of licensed nurses in Ohio and offers direct entry for those who qualify. So get started today at hondros.edu. That's hondros.edu.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
What do one of the world's top food cities, a nationally celebrated zoo and science museum, and a Condé Nast Traveler Top 10 Best Big City in the Country have in common? Yes, it's Columbus. This isn't just a stop on the map. It's where award-winning flavors, unforgettable family moments, and big city buzz come together. Let's be honest, Columbus is turning heads. For a summer weekend that's a perfect 10, visit experiencecolumbus.com/summer.